and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.
Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University, and this is the second of our holiday specials, and it's interesting because the first cut that we are going to air is not a holiday cut. It's not even designed as anything concerning the Yuletide, but it is called Blackberry Winter. Blackberry Winter is a colloquialism in the Appalachians for late spring frosts. So this deals with after the holidays, and we'll do this at the beginning of the show so we can go backwards in time and go back into the holidays. Paul Gamble conducting the Nashville Chamber Orchestra. This is a classical piece written by Connie Ellisor and Robin Rillette, our music director here at Northwest Public Radio, turned me on to this piece, and I love it. I could never quite find a place to play it in my show. It's very classical, but it combines folk instruments in the classical genre, especially the mountain dulcimer. Stephen Seaforth on the mountain dulcimer here. He was here about 3 or 4 years back as part of that Lake Wallowa Music Alliance dulcimer camp that they do every year up there in July, there in the Wallowa Lake area. And he's amazing on the dulcimer. And he plays also the music box, which looks a little like a dulcimer. It's rectangular shaped and is bowed, has drone strings and is bowed. And the three songs, I think the first one is Blackberry Blossom, which goes with the Blackberry Winter thing. And then I Will Arise and Go With Jesus, nice hymn. And then I think it's the Arkansas Traveler. Anyway, this is called the Blackberry Winter, and it has that feel to it, that wintry feel to it. But it heads us into spring. Spring Frosts, Blackberry Winter, the Nashville Chamber Orchestra, beginning our holiday show here on Northwest Public Radio and Spokane Public Radio. Here we go. I messed it up here. Messed it up. Start it over again. There we go. Thank you.
is our dear Father. Oh,
tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Shepherds were watching over their flocks by night. Out of the darkness shone a heavenly light. Feared and they trembled high above the earth. Sang out an angel chorus telling of the Savior's birth. Oh, tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Yes, I was a seeker, I sought him both night and day. I asked the Lord to help me, he showed me the way. Down in a manger, the humble child was born. God set the salvation on that Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. We gotta go.
A man is capable of working with some of the most creative arrangers and doing it himself and sings it well. What a voice. What phrasing. James Taylor from his holiday album. That's his version of Go Tell It on the Mountain. Before that, the very first album that the Christmas Revels folks put out back in the 70s, way, way, way back when John Langston first founded that group. And, of course, now it's expanded into all parts of the country, have Revels organizations that do concerts that the national organization, I believe it's based in Boston, you know, every year they do an Elizabethan thing or some other thing, you know, different themes. And there's one in Tacoma, and there's one in Houston, there's one in D.C., and there's one in L.A., and there are all these Revels folks. And they do all kinds of arenas of Christmas music from Russian and Finnish to sort of a modern urban way of dealing with the holidays, and then, of course, the usual traditional English things, which is kind of what it started out as, and some Appalachian things. And, oh, my gosh, there are five Revel albums out dealing with the holidays. And then there are a couple more that deal with music from Scandinavia and music from Scotland and music from the British Isles. And then there are some seasonal things. There's one that deals with the harvest and one that deals with the springtime, the Christmas Revels, now the Revels, on Revel Records. Before that, Peter Ostrusko and his friends, Bright Morning Star Arising. And finally, Paul Gamble conducting the Nashville Chamber Orchestra Blackberry Winter, which is not a holiday thing at all, except it deals with the late spring frosts and had winter in the title. And I really liked it, and so it's my holiday gift to myself to play that and stretch the boundary just a little bit. Okay, we got to take a little bit of a break. Oh, yes, we do, on the weekend before the holiday, the 21st, 22nd of December. And how y'all doing out there? I hope it's all working for you. Hope it's all not dragging you down too much and making you too exhausted. And remember, it's not the holidays necessarily that do that. It's you. So take a little bit of control. All righty? Okay, we're going to be right back for lots, lots, lots more music. You just hang on, hang on, hang on now.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by Whitman County Humane Society, accepting year-end donations and pledges to benefit the Canine Village Building Fund for a second shelter to house homeless dogs. Contributions can be made on a one-time basis or monthly. Options and information at whitmanpets.org.
A chance of rain for Lewiston, a chance of snow for Pullman, with highs in Clarkston of 38, colder on the Palouse at 33. A slight chance of snow this evening and overnight with temperatures just at or below freezing in Moscow 30, Lewiston 32. Wintry mix for tomorrow with highs in the upper 30s.
laughter and light, and the music of the season, and the merchants' windows are all bright with the faces of the children, and the families hurrying to their homes as the sky darkens and freezes. We'll be gathering round the hearths and tables, giving thanks for God's graces. Of peace, and they call him by the Savior, and they pray to him upon the seas, and in every golden cavern, as they fill his churches with their pride and gold, and their faith in him increases. Yet they turn the nature that I worship him from the temple.
The celebration of Christmas was different on the frontier. No pageants and presents, no Christmas trees and such. Just a warm welcome break from the routine existence. For family and friends, a time for the common touch. Long ago on Christmas Eve, we heard a pounding at the back door. I peered through that portal into the stormy night. A face filled with fear appeared through the flying snowflakes. His breath seemed to freeze as he stepped into the light. Oh, the wind blows through the cold biting snows. Oh, the wind blows through the streets high and low. Through the trees where the water flows, oh, the wind blows, and the heart yearns to go. He said, my name's Sandro, I seek freedom. Mastery follow, I try to run. Can you help Sandro get to the border? Sandro alone here, place to run. I hustled him inside and I set him by the fire as the others gathered round to think what could be done. Reflected in his face was the shadow of slavery, conflicted with the hope of freedom yet to come. Oh, the wind blows
rain snows or the wind blows. Through the streets high and low, or the wind blows. Through the trees where the water flows, or the wind blows. And the heart yearns to go. Wagon was brought round and we headed into town, for the midnight mail train was bound for Buffalo. I kept him by my side as we climbed into the boxcar. Amid parcels and mailbags, the train began to roll. It was early the next morning when we reached that harbor town, nestled on Niagara, across from Freedom's shore. Sandro in a mailbag was loaded on a ferry that carried him to a new life away from slavery's door. Oh, the wind blows.
Oh, the wind blows.
Through the cold biting snows. Oh, the wind blows.
The wind blows.
Through the streets high and low. Oh, the wind blows.
Oh, the wind blows.
Through the trees where the water flows. Oh, the wind blows. And the heart yearns to go. As I sit in the glow of the fireplace burning bright, and I think back to the time when I was just a young man, and the gift Sandro gave me on that cold wintry night. Now it's easy for a person to look the other way when helping is dangerous, uncomfortable, and hard. But lend a hand to those in need, using words as well as deeds, and bring a glow to your life that is its own reward. Oh, freedom blows.
Freedom blows.
Through the cold biting snows. Oh, freedom blows.
Freedom blows.
Through the streets high and low. Oh, freedom blows.
Freedom blows.
Through the trees where the water flows. Oh, freedom blows.
Freedom blows.
And the heart yearns to go. Freedom blows through the cold biting snows. Oh, freedom blows.
Freedom.
Through the streets high and low. Oh, freedom blows.
Freedom.
Through the trees where the water flows. Oh, freedom blows.
Freedom.
And the heart yearns to go.
From an interesting album. It's an album of songs, of holiday songs for the sailors and for the folks in the fresh waterways of the United States. It's a pretty good little album. It's got some great stuff on it. And then that's a great one about escape, about escaping slavery and what freedom really means, and thinking about that from the standpoint of what the holidays mean. Oh my goodness. Good stuff. Two songs from Kate and Anna McGarrigle. I think this might have been the last album they did, actually, together before Kate died about 2 years back. And it's the Family Hour Christmas. You know, they had those Family Hour albums, the McGarrigles and Loudon Wainwright and Martha Wainwright and Rufus Wainwright and all those folks. It's a good, good version of the Rebel Jesus Jackson Browne's song. Also in there we heard The Apple Tree. And I played this, we've played this album quite a bit. This is Thomas More's Christmas album. And it's Johnny Cunningham did a lot of work on this, and you know, a lot of his cronies, Susan McEwen and all those folks. And the thing, the reason why I played it was because I like that song, The Apple Tree. But the other thing is that the 15th of December, last week, was the 10th anniversary of the death of the great Scottish fiddle player Johnny Cunningham, who was one of the founders, the original founders of the group Silly Wizard. And he did a lot of wonderful, wonderful things for Scottish music. And it's good to commemorate that, and good to remember those folks who got us all started and who influenced us tremendously, tremendously, tremendously. The great Johnny Cunningham died 10 years back of a heart attack. And there's a lot of his material still out there. And it's well worth finding and paying attention to. If you can find it and pay attention to it, it's still there on both Shaunakee and on Green Linnet Records and Compass Records. And that's what that's all about. One real quick thing from A Music Box Christmas. This is those old mechanical machines. This is a wonderful little album, these carousel organ things, okay? Here we go. That's how it ends there, because they're already pretty short, because it's all mechanical. It's all in those various. This is way cool. There's a Smithsonian exhibit. Way cool instruments and these mechanical music boxes and carousel organs and all kinds of things. And that's what this album is all about. Basically, for the holidays, all these holiday songs on these big carousel organs that are a lot of them air pumped, you know, like calliopes. There were the steam calliopes, and then there were the air calliopes. And love stuff like that. Well, we're done with the first hour. You can hear the Rankin family in the background. Playlists at nwpr.org. Email me at dasindaniel@wsu.edu, and I will get back to you. You can call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. Love to talk to you, okay? Alrighty. 2 hours more worth of holiday music to go. It's all good. We'll see you in just a couple of minutes. Hang on, hang on, hang on, because we're coming back. Now you just hold your horses. We're coming back.
Ray Fiennes is an actor who takes speaking seriously. Just listen to him warm up his instrument.
20 to 2, and the dragon will come and he hears the drummer diminish or 2 to 2 today.
The actual conversation is even more fun. I'm Arun Roth. Ralph Fiennes and Felicity Jones discuss their new film about Charles Dickens' secret lover, The Invisible Woman. Next time on All Things Considered from NPR News.
This afternoon at 4 here on your NPR and Classical Music Service member-supported Northwest Public Radio. Meanwhile, there's more of Dan Marr's special holiday version of Inland Folk ahead. I'm Marie Glynn, thanking you for tuning in. Please do stay right here with us.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Pullman Disposal, providing commingled, single-stream curbside recycling for Pullman City residents. Under single-stream, there's no need to sort, and more items are recyclable. More information at 334-1914 or pullmandisposal.com.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.